Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, another day that the Lord has made. Another day to live in your purpose. Another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shiner reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios. I'm so blessed to be here with you, Kansas City, and it is the weekend. We finally done made it in my LaMonica Logan voice. Of course, we're going to holler at her. Traffic and news updates every 15 minutes. Of course, we got the rain coming down, excessive heat. Watch in effect for the town because it's going to get hot coming up this weekend and pass in. We got to talk about this new Chiefs Dome. We got TMG at the 25s. And, of course, we got your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on our way towards a beautiful Forget About It Friday right here on Kansas City's number one, the hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. We are Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Immerse yourself into the fullest extent possible in every meaningful aspect of your life. You deserve no less. Forge across the vast gulf between conceptual and actual. Envision. Then go all the way to where your vision leads. Put your values into practice. Put your hopes and dreams and goals into action. Generously give your time and physical presence to the people with whom you're connected. Dedicate your sustained focus and effort to the pursuits that compel you. Whatever form of richness you seek to experience, your total commitment is what brings it into being. By giving all you have, you become all you can be. Live all the way, all the time. Your life is far too precious and significant to hold anything back. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time today. Look for rain. A lot of it. Highs in the mid-70s. Currently, you got rain and 70 in Grandview. Keke Palmer is taking Oprah down memory lane with a certain music video that she used to have.
I think I got a room. Girl, please. Okay, that is one of the mistakes of my
career.
It's
no mistake.
It is a mistake.
We love it.
So what happened was, you know, there's a song. It's an old spiritual. I think I'm gonna run home.
Yes! Well, you gotta give him that slave hymn sometimes.
So, and then we realized I can't sing, even though I took the singing lessons.
It wasn't bad.
It was bad. You know it was bad. It was bad. You're just saying that because you look at me right now. It was bad. It was pretty bad. And so then we thought, we could do it. Run on, run on. We could do the whole
church choir.
The church choir.
Yeah.
That you could
sometimes up. Backup vocals will do that.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't work this time. I gotta run on.
Y'all remember the most odd things. I don't remember this at all. What is this? Why does she do this? She making a whole music video. Okay. Okay, all right. We gonna turn that down. I don't know. Y'all remember the most odd things about the internet sometimes. It's odd. Sometimes will people be was stuck in their mentals. But yeah, nice road down memory lane. Speaking of Keke Palmer, this was her reaction after finding out that she's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
When? What? That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's so cool. The kids are going to love that. That's insane.
Oh, I know Deanna Hustle. I know she would definitely be proud because that's her girl.
Duh.
But yeah, shout out to Kiki Palmer. Of course, she's been doing it for a long time from a very young age. She'll join Lil Wayne, Idris Elba, and Delroy Lindo, and others will be joining Kiki with this honor of having her name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
In 1977, when we started, it was, you know, 9 African-American women who were considered women of the evening who were murdered along the Prospect Corridor. Justice and healing kind of go hand in hand. To be a beacon of hope, but also to be an example, one homicide is one too many. As a youth, a young adult that's 25 years of age or younger, I want to work with you.
You know, the east side of Kansas City, we are thirsty for development and thirsty for some type of resource. And you got one now. Thank God. Welcome a new neighbor this week, the Ad Hoc Center for Healing and Justice. Now, this center is located at Benton and East 31st Street, designed to continue the long-time organization's mission of bringing peace and justice to Kansas City neighborhoods, the ones that struggle, the ones that really need it. So this building took about 11 months to build. The Center City Economic Development Fund, which uses money generated from a 1/8-cent sales tax, it helped revive Central City neighborhoods, and the Hope Center donated the land. So this new space allows the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime to have room for its healing and justice programs. It will also implement a concept from St. Louis with a trauma room, providing a brick box or a bullet-related injury clinic. And there's going to be a wound care room, which will cater to victims with bullet fragments still in them. It'll be run by a university health doctor and UMKC medical students. So shout out to the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, the legend, Mr. Alvin Brooks. Of course, all this started in 1977. And so, and Damon Daniels, shout out to him because he's continuing the legacy of Ad Hoc, which is so important for our community. It's one of the most important voices that we have on the east side to speak up and to help our people that need a lot of healing.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Hustle and Shine, always staying tapped into the community. And so is Senator Barbara Ann Washington. And she has something special coming up this weekend. It's called Brunch with BB's Sisters. She's up hustling and shining. We got her up a little bit early this morning, y'all. Senator Barbara Ann Washington, how you feeling?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Brian. And thank you to KPRS Hot 103 Jams for always being that voice in the community.
Always big love. Now, this is going down. This brunch is going down tomorrow, 9:30 at MCC Penn Valley Education Center. Talk about Brunch with BB's Sisters. What is it about? What's the conversation that's going to be taking place here?
So July is nationally and statewide Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Congressionally, it is named B.B. Moore Campbell Minority Health Awareness Month. And that is because those of us that have a little melanin don't like to go and work on our mental health. And we have realized that our mental health is really being affected. And so for the 13th year, myself, my sorority sisters, and B.B. Moore Campbell sorority sisters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, both Mu Omega and Beta Omega chapters, have realized that we need to be solution providers and not people who contribute to the problems of the community. So tomorrow we will deal specifically with how violence, both domestic violence, teen violence, and violence in general, affects our mental health in our community and how that can affect who we are, what we do, and how we can make our community grow. It is a free brunch. We'll have psychiatrists, we'll have therapists, we'll have police officers, we'll have teens who have been victims of violence, and women and men who have also been domestic violence victims. We want to provide the solutions. We want to let you know what are the clues that you look for when you see that someone is having a mental health crisis, and how do you resolve that? I got to shout out my partners, Samuel Rogers Health Center, University Health, CVS Health, NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and all the other community partners who help us do this, especially MCC.
With these panel discussions you're going to have on teen violence and domestic violence, are people going to have a chance to make their voices heard and involve themselves in the conversation that you'll have with the panelists?
always, because if we don't listen to the community to see what they're going through, then how can we provide the right solutions to fix the community and get us back to a healthy space?
This is going down tomorrow, again, 9:30 a.m. at MCC Penn Valley Education Center. Some of the panelists that you'll have, Representative Tiffany Price, who's always tapped in to her community here in Kansas City, KCPD Major Carrie Thompson, and Christina Jones, who's the CEO of Kappa Cares. So it's a great panel that's going to turn out some great discussions. And also, always shout out to the AKAs, because y'all always pouring into the community.
Always. And we got to also shout out all our domestic violence shelters that will be present tomorrow. Rose Brooks, Amethyst Place, and also MOSCA, which is the regional domestic violence organization. Got to also shout out Jessica McClellan for giving hope and help. She's also going to be having people on hand, and there'll be lots of resources that you'll be able to see. Home State Health and other organizations will have amazing resources for you. And this is about helping the community, because if we're not serving our community, then what are we doing? What are we doing?
Facts. That's what our purpose is. Senator Barbara Ann Watchton, thank you so much for pouring into Kansas City, and thank you for coming on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, and please continue to be a blessing for the city.
Thank you so much, and thank you to KPRS Hot 103
James. Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 James app and making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, as well as the cousins out riding around, getting you out speeding right now on 71 Highway. You better slow down. You know they looking for you. Plus, hydroplaning starts at 35 miles an hour, so don't be speeding in this rain. Whether you're on I-49 in Belton or 150 Highway, or whether you on Gregory and Bruce R. Watkins or I-435, wherever you are, Downtown Loop, Grandview Triangle, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We love and appreciate you so much, because we know, we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us, and we love and appreciate you.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
Oh yeah, it's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in on that Attorney Roger White, I Got You text line. Charlotte Ford said, good morning to Hustle and Shine. Happy Friday. I know that's right. Carmen Nard, we love you too, man. Shout out to you. Always tapping in to Hustle and Shine. And Anastasia Jackson tapping in, saying good morning and happy Friday. Let's see, another one. Let's see. Happy second birthday to your youngest granddaughter, Renaya Hadley. Can't wait to see you later so we can get cake wasted. Love you, your grandma LaDonna. That is so beautiful. I love that. Happy birthday, Renaya. Anthony Drone tapping in, saying have a good weekend. Shout out to you. Also, shout out to Rich Harris, saying good morning, fam. Shout out to the parents all over Missouri, Kansas, all over Hoops for Hope Basketball Tournament. It's going down August 7th in Liberty, Missouri. Let's go have some fun and play some basketball. Shout out to Rich Harris. We appreciate you tapping in. Also, I need to shout out brother KT Taylor, Kevin Taylor. You just randomly popped up in my head because you always praying for me. Brother Taylor, love and bless you, man. Love you, KT. And shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
TMG, the Morning Gossip, is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time today. Look for rain throughout the entire day. Highs in the mid-70s. Currently, you got rain at 71 in Raytown. So last night, the verses happened between YG and the Game, but it was at a point where we didn't think that was gonna happen, because YG was briefly detained yesterday morning after law enforcement executed a SWAT-assisted search warrant as part of the ongoing investigation into the late Drakeo the Ruler's 2021 killing. Now, according to TMZ, California Highway Patrol led the operation with assistance from Burbank SWAT team. Officers detained YG while conducting the search, but he was later released and was not arrested. And of course, him and the Game had that versus battle last night. A lot of people said YG washed him up, which I told you that was going to happen. The Game is cool, but YG got more bangers, man. He really does. Moving in other news inside TMG. Well, if you bought some eggs recently, you might want to take a second look at them, because there's a big old recall going on. Not sure if this affects us here in Missouri, but if you recently stocked up on eggs, you may want to double check your carton, because according to WFAA, a Texas egg producer has voluntarily recalled nearly 1.6 million dozen eggs after they were found to have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. So, yeah, between the eggs and Taco Bell with this lettuce and all this other stuff, fam, what are we supposed to be eating?
I hope so.
What is going on?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, hopefully ain't infecting the hot dogs with the Great of America Hot Dog Festival coming up next month. We're going to be talking with Mr. Bob Kendrick as... Yeah, this lineup is sick. I can't wait to talk to him.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
And this morning, blessed to have him in the building with me, Mr. Bob Kendrick. And he didn't come up short with the outfit this morning. You came looking sharp, man. So much so that Mr. Carter's up in here. You got him up hustling and shining, too. How you feeling?
Man, I am so good. It's like I said, it's so good to see you. Thank you for having me in.
Always. So we got the 2026 Heart of America Hot Dog Festival. It's the ultimate outdoor music fest for all you R&B lovers like myself. And you hear it in the background. We got performances by Confunction, one of my favorite groups. I'm just going to run down the list
now.
Let's go one by one. Confunction. Okay. Where did you get them from? How did you get the number for them?
Well, you know, we've known lead singer Michael for quite some time. Michael Cooper, the great Michael Cooper.
Oh.
And they've been here to perform at the Hot Dog Festival a couple of times. And so... it never gets old for me listening to their music. And anybody that has a horn section, I'm all in.
Me too. So they'll be headlining. And then we got Zap in the building. Oh, boy. All my two-steppers, where you at? We love Zap in Kansas City.
Right. Well, you know, Zap still puts it down. They put on an incredible show.
Yeah.
And it's high energy. But they give our two-steppers a little something, too.
Oh, you know it. Okay, let's... and this one right here, okay. Everybody knows about Don't Wake Me, I'm Dreaming with Christopher Williams. But this one right here. Woo! He got to perform this one at the Hot Dog Fest at the World War II Memorial. This is a jam right here, Mr. Kendrick. You got in your bag with this one, man. All I see... Hey, I know you was jamming that back in your back in your day, you know. Look, man, tickets are available at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum's website.
On the website, at Eventbrite, or inside our gift shop during normal business hours. Of course, the special $35 advance ticket ends next Friday, July 31st. So if you've been holding off, get down, get your tickets, go online, get your tickets, $35 to see Zap, Confunction, Christopher Williams, Intro, Climax, Julian Vaughn.
I ain't even get into them three yet. We're going to do that in the second break. But this is going out August 22nd.
August 22nd at the National World War I Museum. Of course, proceeds benefit the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Let me shout out to my guys over at Jay-Z Entertainment who helped me put together this monster musical lineup. We think we got a little bit of something for everybody.
Yes.
So come on out, join us for the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival.
Hy-Vee is in the building too. Thank you so much for Hy-Vee for always helping out and sponsoring this. We got to talk about the rest of the lineup, and you got a new hot dog we're premiering this year, right?
Yes, we do.
In the building, Mr. Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And we're talking about the Great of America Hot Dog Festival that's going down August 22nd at the World War I Museum right there in downtown Kansas City. And you hear that Climax pumping through your speakers right now. I love Climax, one of my favorite girl groups in the 80s.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They had a meeting in the ladies' room.
Meeting in the ladies' room. That's my joint, too. The I miss you. Yeah, that was always on the little music commercials that I always used to come on during the middle of the day. But yeah, also along with Climax, who we previously talked about, Zap, Confunction, Christopher Williams, and then Julian Vaughn. He's going to be in the building, too.
Oh, he be putting it down. One of our very own.
Yeah, man. Julian Vaughn, straight from the town. Always got to have some representation. Look, this one right here, boy. Boy, you put this one on in a Cadillac or a Lexus or something, boy. Woo! Spray that cologne on you, boy. You might make some bad decisions, especially on a bad Friday. But yeah, along with Julian Vaughn, now this one right here, Mr. Kendrick. This is probably my favorite addition to the lineup that you're going to have. You're going to have Intro at the Hot Dog Festival. How did you do this?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it was a great find for us. You know, they were one of my favorites back in the day.
Yes.
And as you and I were talking off air, that is one of the greatest covers of a masterful song. Because you just can't go, anybody can't go do Steve.
Nah.
And they absolutely put it down on their version of Ribbon in the Sky.
They did it right. And this joint right here, just special. Look, but when they do this one, though, when they pull this one out, woo! Sometimes I do. I'm telling y'all, Intro had as many gems as Jodeci and Silk and all of those groups back then on that album. They did. But along with all of the groups that you have, I love this lineup. I can't get enough of it. But let's talk about the hot dog that you're going to premiere. Because there's always some history tied into it. Absolutely. With the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Please talk about this year's hot dog.
Well, I think our girl Deanna would appreciate this because it's a nod to a St. Louis-styled hot dog.
Okay.
And it is aptly called the Cool Papa, inspired by the legendary Negro Leaguer Cool Papa Bell, who played many years in the Negro Leagues, but started his career with the great St. Louis Stars there in the Negro Leagues. And Brian, this hot dog is a grilled all-beef hot dog served in an Italian roll, topped with provolone cheese, bacon, grilled onions, banana peppers, relish, and smoked mustard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is a taste treat sensation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you get there early
to
be able to get a Cool Papa, because there'll be only a limited number of them available at the festival. But some of the other legendary hot dogs, the Monarch, the Bullet Rogan, all will be there. And, of course, the great hot dog topping station. So you can fix your hot dog up any way that you want to.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't like hot dogs, now, of course, I think it's sacrilegious if you don't like hot dogs. But if you don't like hot dogs, there'll be food trucks galore.
Oh, yeah.
Serving a little bit of everything. And for you vegans, we didn't leave you out. There will be a veggie dog there for you as well. So make sure you come out to the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival Saturday, August 22nd at the National World War I Museum. Gates, Brian, open at 2:30 p.m. So get there early, carve out your spot, and then get ready to groove with us all night long.
I can't wait. August 22nd, Zap Confunction, Christopher Williams, Climax, Julian Vine, Intro. Man, I can't wait. Thank you so much, Mr. Bob Kendrick, for blessing us with your presence. It's always a present when we're in your presence. And continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate everything that you and the station does to support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
It's the weekend. It's time to get in that booth. Hey, I'm mad. I'm sad I ain't got D here with me this weekend. It's okay. I'ma handle business like I always do. Come on. Where are my Kansas City cousins at? Speeding down 71 fast. Wings and things to grab some snacks. Making that money back. Kansas City cousins at? Speeding down 71 fast. Wings and things to grab some snacks. Then making that money back. Spin that O. Spin that O. Spin that, oh, spin that, oh, Miss Deanna, she gotta be here with me. Spin that, oh, come on, come on. Hustle and Shine in the streets, you know we always tap in with the community. Starting off tomorrow, I'ma be at AutoZone, getting a Billy Bentayga, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Meet me at AutoZone if you need a new ride. We can hook you up for sure. And then later that night, put your fedoras on, put your cologne on, put your good draws on. Cause R&B Shining is going down live with Carlton Rashad. He's putting on a good performance at In Good Company. Party starts at 9. That's where I'll be at Saturday night. Sunday, the Kansas City People's Choice Awards. Shout out to my dog Terrell Ray. This is the last one that he's doing. So we're going to go out with a bang. I'll be there for that. I know all y'all going to be at Swope on Sunday. All y'all going to be around the town. Y'all be safe, be cool. And Deanna, she's going to be in St. Louis celebrating Mama Hustle's birthday. She got to bring back some of that fried rice. That is her duty for this weekend. But whatever you doing, wherever you at, whatever you getting into, please enjoy yourself, be safe, be a blessing. But most of all, please, don't be an idiot.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Rain throughout the entire day. Right now, rain is 71 in South KC. Adrian Bronner, boxer, and now, I guess, streamer. Well, he got hit with some news that he didn't want, as he's facing a lawsuit after a woman accused him of sexual battery, assault, and other alleged misconduct, and this was his reaction.
Says somebody's suing me for sexual battery.
That's why you beat somebody?
I don't know.
They just make up, man. They be saying bull.
Internet a boo with them, boy.
So according to court documents obtained by TMZ, a woman named Havana Saint claims that Bronner invited her and her friends to an after party on June 2nd, where she allegedly encouraged her to drink heavily. He encouraged her to drink heavily, allegedly. Saint says she became too intoxicated to drive and accepted Bronner's offer to stay at the home. And it's a lot more to this, but just the fact that he reacted like that and your circle reacts like that, like, come on, dog. In other news, Brandy was recently interviewed by somebody probably not worth mentioning. And this is the interaction. He wasn't quite, I don't know. He didn't have the right words to say to Brandy. Check it out.
In this limited interaction, you look pretty good.
Oh, thank you. I look more than pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty good.
Well,
you need to
read
well, yeah. Well, we're going to have to pretty good. Pretty good is crazy. Yeah. I mean, that. Amazing.
No.
I didn't like
phenomenal.
That at all.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
No, that is like, that is you my,
meant.
You know.
I know what you meant. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
That you meant.
No. Compliments are hard for me to give.
Receive.
Exactly.
Well, you need to practice, Chad. Let's try it again. Say what you want to really say.
My wife says the exact same thing.
Let's practice.
Yeah,
there
you go.
You look
yes.
Like, you look like
and
a
you
queen.
Seem very kind, like a queen.
Yeah, there you go.
And you're very kind.
So that's coming off the heels of, there was some pictures released of Brandy a few weeks ago or something where people had certain amount of comments to say they were concerned about her health or whatever. And of course, we should all learn our lesson with judging celebrities on how they look in certain pictures or whatever. But that's where all that's coming from. I'm sure they let bygones be bygones at the end of the day.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season. Once again, it's time to wish us courageous, determined, charismatic, and generous Leos happy birthdays. I love my son.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send a birthday love to actor. We know him best from A Different World playing Dwayne Wayne. Happy birthday to Kadeem Hardison. Sending birthday love to former NBA player, famous for playing with Kobe and Shaq in my Lakers. Happy birthday to Rick Fox. Happy birthday to one of the best baseball players of all time, the home run king from the Pittsburgh Pirates and San Francisco Giants. Happy birthday, Barry Bonds. Happy birthday to controversial former NBA player, NBA Hall of Famer Karl Malone. Happy birthday to actor Benjamin Flores Jr. And last but not least, happy 57th birthday to pop singer and actress Jennifer Lopez. Now let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, author Rosemary Simpson, Rose Bianca, and Michael Armstrong. Sending birthday love to Gabrielle Rome, Marcus Cohen, and Kanisha Day. Happy birthday, Vanessa Miller, Quincy Carroll, and Dino Johnson. Plus, sending birthday love to Marlo Boss, Tony Sowell, and everybody else born on July 24th. Happy birthday to all my Leos. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Gina.
How you doing, Gina?
I'm good.
Good. You sound like you ready for this weekend. You sound like you done already started.
I'm at work.
Okay. Let's see. What flavor air fresh you got in that car?
Hawaiian.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. You step in the car with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel real comfortable. All right, cousin. We got $20 in Jazz Bucks. We trying to hook you up with. You ready to finish these lyrics?
You know I am.
You trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? a baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's
let's
about.
Let's go.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobile? Hey, we could chill.
I don't think you do. So you and me are through. You see how I went to the end? I went to the very end on that one. You got these $20 in jazz, but who you taking with you?
Who am I, girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. Get y'all some chicken a la mer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get your little. It's gonna be a nice little night for y'all. Please tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up.
Hustle and Shine, quit playing with me.